And now Liz Harrison writes on Benson Garden Club. Benson Garden Club's talk in March was a highly anticipated event since we had Rachel De Tame coming to speak to us on gardening for wellness and wildlife. The packed Village Hall audience hummed expectantly as we waited for Rachel to share with us her thoughts on the importance of gardens and gardening and what we can do. She did not disappoint. Speaking from her own experience, Rachel highlighted the importance of instilling a love of plants from an early age and letting children play rather than give them garden jobs. This love of nature and gardening can form a central part of our health and well-being in later life. Unsurprisingly, Rachel is a strong supporter of the National Garden Scheme, which raises significant sums for charity each year from people opening their gardens to visitors. Rachel was keen to highlight that gardens should give us joy, as well as being good for wildlife. In particular, she gives examples of plants that are good for pollinators as well as looking fabulous. For example, Alströmeria Indian Summer can flower from June to the end of November. Incidentally, to deadhead the flowers, she explained you grab hold of the stem and pull it out with a satisfying pop. Geum, totally tangerine, is ideal for smaller gardens with repeated flowering. Erigeron carvinskianus provides masses of flowers and will seed everywhere. For much needed nectar and pollen in winter, plant hellebores and snowdrops. Choose Magnet for a strongly scented snowdrop. To extend the allium flowering season, Millennium flowers much later than most alliums and looks fantastic in a pot. Scabiosa Kudo Pink is much shorter and takes less space than Kefalaria Gigantea, but is equally good at attracting insects. Cosmos Purity was recommended for its tall and airy effect, with Verbena bonariensis. Rachel also encouraged us to think about having a variety of flower shapes, since not all pollinators will have the same needs. For example, different bees have different tongue lengths. As well as selecting plants that cater for a wide range of pollinators, she encouraged us to leave part of the garden to do its own thing, so in effect, rewilding. And as Rachel De Tame leaves a few dandelions to flower rather than pull them all up, I can sign up to that. Overall, Rachel advocated that the satisfaction of helping wildlife, whether by rewilding or through a careful selection of plants, will make you feel connected to your garden in a different way. And on the 2nd of April, we had Sam Mallett on creating a small garden. Sam is a horticultural specialist at Green Art and qualified horticultural wellbeing practitioner. This talk looked at how to design small gardens which have a big impact. And for further information about the club and how to join as a member can be found on our website, bensongardeningclub.weebly.com, or please feel free to email bensongardeningclub@gmail.com.